So I'm over here looking at this website.
Uh-huh.
For Heckey's Barbecue.
Oh, yeah?
Heckey's Barbecue, which is up there in the land of the Northwesterns.
Yeah.
Just to see exactly what we're talking about here. Now, Heckey's Choice Full Slab of Ribs,
mm-hmm.
okay, that's $40.
Full slab, huh?
Full slab is $40. Now,
wow, that's a,
is there is
they're
there
proud of them?
Yeah, is there going to be sauce to go along
is
with
a
it?
Slab, I'm sorry, is a slab more than a rack?
Well,
I would think so. It sounds like more than a rack.
Oh, they'll say they. Huh? How does that work? Okay, Heckey's Choice Full Slabs, and again, I don't know the full agreement that the city of College Station has gone through with the city of Evanston. Now, what is A&M putting up? What is College Station putting up?
A prime rib roast and some beef jerky from the Rosenthal Meat Center.
Okay. Now, obviously.
Which, by the way, let me tell you straight up, both are delicious.
Yeah, yeah. Jerky, that made the Wall Street Journal.
Right.
I mean, you know, they do monster business. But it says here, at least what you can order from them, is Heckey's Choice Full Slabs uncooked.
Oh, just seasoned, huh?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you cook it yourself.
Well, I mean, isn't part of the deal to smoke?
I thought so.
I mean, I'm not sure. That's number one concern. Number two is, are they going to be sending a package of raw meat over here?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, maybe they're going to bring it to the game. And
No. We already talked to her about that.
Oh, okay.
No, I already talked to her about that.
Okay.
No, because the mayor is not making it down to the mayor of Evanston is not making it down to the game.
Okay.
Just saying.
Really?
I don't know what else is going on in Evanston.
And I was planning on a halftime interview.
Yeah, sorry. You're out of luck with that. But, no, they're apparently going to ship it, and you can apparently ship all over America.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if they're sending raw meat down here, but I don't know that I guess the rib roast is going to be raw that we're sending up there, huh?
I don't know.
I don't either. Huh? So, I guess we should have, my fault, sorry, I should have drilled down deeper and pressed the mayor on this question while we had her in the studio talking about it about 3 weeks ago. We talked about the bet at that time. That the fact that they would be sending raw meat to one another never really crossed my mind, to be honest with you. But, you know, that's fine. 7:16. Chase, a little while ago, Tom is telling me about this experience he had last night as he was cleaning out his garage.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That he once again used Craigslist.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and we haven't done this in a while, so I thought I'd go to College Station Craigslist free stuff.
Cool.
Just to see what's out there today.
Yeah.
Got a free solid white pit bull boxer mix.
Really?
So if you're looking for a dog that'll make you the most popular person in the neighborhood, nothing like a pit bull boxer mix. Be a friendly little fella. Now, what they had yesterday. Was a free couch, and it gave the street that it was on, and then two above that was another free couch.
Oh.
So did they? Was there a surprise couch that they found?
Was it the same people?
Yeah, well, I mean, same street. I don't know. Same street. Not sure.
Well, it's just
did they? Was it a couch they forgot about that was in a back bedroom, or did she just finally say? Look, you made me get rid of my couch. We're getting rid of yours, too. All right.
Well, and it was probably a couch at first they thought nobody would even take for free. But
could be.
They decided, you know.
Maybe they put that, we're going to do a little research. Let me see.
Uh-huh.
The first free couch was posted at 4:15, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, and the second free couch was posted at 10:30 that night. So, yeah, maybe at 4:15 they were able to move that one.
Well, they're probably both out on the curb, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, for anybody.
Oh, this
to
one
take.
Is olive colored with cushions and pillows that match.
Okay. So it's nasty.
Olive is not, I don't think that'd be my first choice, but, can't say.
There's not any money down in it. They've probably already gotten, looked for that.
The other
one
is
M&M.
Yeah, some M&Ms. You're
the
right.
Other one says it's a tannish.
Some trail mix. Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, it says we have a tannish couch curbside for anybody to pick up.
Of course, tannish?
Yeah, it started.
Tannish?
It started white.
He's our quarterback.
It started white. Now it's tannish.
Now it's tannish. Yeah. Yeah, a little wear and tear over the year.
Once the kids get done with it, it's tannish.
Yeah.
So there you go. Just want to let you know what's out there this morning.
What I did last night wasn't free. My item was $70.
Yeah.
And
you,
I mean,
you turned that thing, huh?
I posted it at about 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
I had the money in my pocket, and that thing was gone at 8:45.
Wow.
That's about the same as the one ants. Yeah.
At 8:45 last night.
Well, okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. Here, this has been an odd week. I don't know if it's been an odd week where you work, but it's been kind of an odd week here because, well, we have commissioned salespeople, and quite often they have things that they need to do this week. And so it's kind of a come-and-go casual type thing, and people have days to use up before the end of the year, whatever, that we don't have a full staff.
Uh-huh.
And someone out of the kindness of their hearts brought us a ginormous aluminum tub of cookies.
Yeah, they did.
Now, I don't know.
And that's not all. There was even some brownies in there.
Yeah,
and I'm pretty sure those were left over.
Yeah.
Exactly.
When we got them.
Because we've been getting
3 days ago.
Yeah. We've been getting this inordinate amount of food after Christmas.
Do we know where these cookies came from? And I'm not saying, because I had one of those little Christmas tree-shaped cookies, and they were great. I mean, Christmas cookies, just plain old nothing on them except maybe some little
icing
little
and a sprinkle.
Icing and sprinkling.
Well, and that was the base cookie in all of them.
Yeah.
Was the same thing. And then you had the ones with the Hershey's Kiss. You had the one that looked like some strawberry jam.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that are left, by the way.
And that's what's happened is if we go in today after day four, that's all that's left are these kind of bland white cookies. If a kolach was a cookie, okay, this is kind of what it looked like. And it has a dab of some sort of fruit.
Right.
That might be mints. I don't know.
We're going on its fourth day in the break room now. So,
I tried. That was actually the first one that I tried
when we got them.
And they were quite tasty.
Yeah.
Quite tasty.
I had a couple last night after only, 3 days in the break room.
Yeah. I had one yesterday morning after it'd been here because I was that hungry when I got here.
Mm-hmm.
And by then it was almost like strawberry chewing gum. So I don't even want to consider what it's like right now.
I bet you 10 seconds in the micro would be fine.
Oh, sure.
Go ahead and liquidate that thing again kind of liquefy it again.
I tell you what, you first there, big boy.
Yeah, it's okay. I think I'll pass. But again, much like the donut that has the pink frosting and the coconut on top, always the ones that are left. And that's what these cookies are. But we thank whoever it is because again, we're talking probably
at least
100?
Well,
125 maybe? I don't know.
Was it that many?
I was going to say
about 4 dozen. So.
Okay, it was a bunch of cookies.
Piled
up in there. We thank you, whoever you were. We're not taking shots at you. Tom, we just think it's going to be.
Well, but Tom and I decided that between that and the store-bought food, that's what I don't get. It's one thing if you make it then we get store-bought food.
Yeah.
I tell you, because there was a caramel apple cake just sitting out there that was bought at a local grocery. And I said, so somebody goes and buys a caramel apple cake. I said, was this someone who was sitting at the radio station one day and said, I need some cake.
Yeah.
And so they go out and do that, and they leave in the break room. And, of course, it gets eaten.
Yeah.
But we've become Mikey from Live Cereal.
Yeah.
We'll take it to the radio station. They'll eat it.
Yeah.
That's what I told Tom yesterday.
You like pie, too?
Yeah.
I like pie. You like pie, too?
Yeah. But or this or cake. Yeah. I don't know, but I agree with you. It's like, was somebody at the grocery store, they saw this thing, and it didn't say reduced for quick sale. I mean, so it's...
Yeah. No.
I mean, it's like, so they probably invested $5.99 in this thing.
I think it was $6.99.
Okay. Well, see, and they look at us, and they see that and think of us.
Maybe they think we're like a tax-deductible donation they
could
can
be.
Make. Like,
could be that.
We're a charity.
We're a 501c3 here.
Anyway, yes, we had that. But my day, personally, on a personal note, my day started wonderfully here at the radio station.
Today, you mean?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Because, normally I'll go get a diet beverage to get started and slide the old dollar into the machine, okay?
Yeah.
Push the button.
Uh-huh.
Come back to get my change, and there are 4 quarters in there, boys.
Whoa!
Yeah. So
whoa.
I started the day.
Did you leave 50 cents in the change or
something? No. You'll turn that in, won't you?
Because I'm about 3 down.
Yeah.
Are you?
It ain't my money.
I've seen slot machines that pay better than this Coke machine.
Yeah.
I know. The other day I put in 50 cents and got 2 drinks.
Yeah.
No, I didn't give it back.
No.
No.
Hello?
No.
Yeah. Hey. Y'all can change the format to hillbilly music this morning.
Yeah.
It might be more interesting.
Well, it might be. There's also a button on the radio.
Appreciate the positive feedback.
Well, if you don't like it, you can go punch off to someplace else. I mean, that's fine.
My.
We're just telling you what's going on here.
Coffee in the morning.